because he's oversupplied, we have potatoes in the ground that we can't get rid of. So it's he's fortunate. He can get the publicity. He can take them to his stores and he can give them away and he becomes a good guy. But we can't do that. Our potatoes, you know, he doesn't want to feed his to the cattle, but we're going to have to plough ours in or feed ours to the cattle. We haven't got any choice.
So you simply can't sell that the potatoes that are in the ground because he's essentially flooded the market?
That's correct. And that's happened in Busselton. And we're getting to that stage now where the potatoes have become too old and will become unsaleable. So we cannot, you know, those potatoes won't be usable for our fresh market.
And just walk me through, I mean, today you've been kind of running around and seeing how you can get rid of them and, you know, what kind of impact has it had on your day-to-day running?
It just puts the extra load on, Bridget. You know, it just loads us up and we're pretty busy. I mean, well, very, very busy this time of the year anyway. And it just puts the extra load on, extra stress. It's just something you don't really need. You just don't want it. You know, the system's there. It's fair for everyone who does the right thing. The growers want the system. So if you do the right thing by the system, everything's fine. But when people do what Galati's is doing, then it makes it very, very tough on the rest of producers.
And, I mean, what kind of impact is it for you personally? I mean, how many potatoes do you think or what kind of tonnage would you might not be able to get rid of?
Yeah, we'd be close to 200 tonne behind now where we're supposed to be. So unless something happens very soon, then we'll be looking have to do something with those 200 tonne and they may well be dumped and then we have to pay, we have to bear that cost.
And, I mean, walk me through the system itself, that which Tony Galati is publicly protesting, is that he says, you know, we should just be able to grow what we want and, you know, up to the free market. What is the problem with that?
Well, I mean, the problem is the system has been in place since 1940s and obviously Tony's got an issue with it. He doesn't like the system, but we've worked with the system. I've been growing potatoes 32 years and every one of my years I've worked with that system and we work within it. We've grown our business within that system to a sustainable level. Every other grower's got the opportunity to do that. Tony Galati's got the same opportunity to do that. In fact, he's actually involved in the system. He owns license, so he's actually involved in the system anyway. So all the growers, virtually bar Tony, want the system. So, I mean, it's just that he doesn't want to, he just doesn't seem to want to work in that system and it just makes it difficult for everyone else.
When you say he owns licences, what does that mean?
Well, to be able to supply potatoes for the fresh market, so fresh potatoes that go to a retail store, you have to have a licence to be able to do that. And a lot of times those licences are worth money. So Tony has outlaid money to purchase licence, so he's actively involved in the system. So, I'm surprised in a way that he's so passionate about dismantling the system because I don't really know how he'll benefit if he's dismantled. I mean, he's growing the spuds he wants now, so I'm not sure how it's going to affect him greatly.
Would you say that there is any time in the future where the system could be dismantled? I mean, as you say, growers have built up and you know grown accustomed to it and built themselves up within that model. Do you think that it is doable to undo all that, I guess, regulation?
Oh, look, we could be deregulated at any time. It's, you know, it's hanging over our head. The whole 32 years that I've been involved in the system, growing potatoes, the thread has been hanging over my head the whole time. You know, and we're getting reviewed regularly, so every 5 years at least, and sometimes it becomes that time frame comes in a little bit, as in lately with the ERA review. So that was an extra review that wasn't really scheduled. So we've borne the brunt of that one as well. So we're constantly being reviewed, monitored, checked out, and we pass the test every time. And so, you know, as much as Tony doesn't like us, the system has to be working because we are seen to be doing okay. We are passed, we're ticked off every 5 years at least, and sometimes more often than 5 years.
Do you think it impacts at all on your competitiveness with growers in other parts of Australia and just in terms of the variety and I guess and number that you can grow?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all, Bridget. I mean, it's only the fresh system that's regulated. So you can grow processing potatoes for chips or French fries or crisps, you can grow seed for export, you can grow any other potatoes for export. You don't have to have a license to send potatoes to the eastern states. You can grow them and send them over there, as long as they don't end up on the local market, our domestic market. So there's plenty of room for growth. There's no restriction. In fact, at times, through the regulated system, we're actually sending potatoes over east because there's a shortage over there, or we're price competitive to over east. So there's plenty of times that we do that, send the potatoes over east.
And Glenn, I mean, obviously Tony Gallardi's been quite public with his stance against the system itself. Are there any other growers that you know of that, you know, agree with him at all?
Not that I'm aware of. I may well be wrong. I don't know all the growers personally, so I may be wrong. But as far as I know, you know, there's no one else. But there may well be. But if there are, there'll be very, very few of them.
And when we're talking about the Southwest overall, obviously it's a big producer. What kind of proportion of the state's potatoes come out of here?
Out of the management Pemberton area, it's around about 40%. And of processing and seed and export, I would say it would be an even greater proportion if you include those. So I'm talking 40% of the fresh market that go to the retailers.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That's kind of just for my knowledge.